Good afternoon, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Sunday, May 20th, 2012, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And thanks for coming along for the ride, as always. I want to touch on some current events today, and we'll open up the phone lines. Also, I want to prime the pump a little bit, but we'll open up the phone lines for your calls and comments. And the call-in number, of course, is 800-313-9443. I want to talk about the J.P. Morgan situation. What does that mean? What is that all about? And so we'll touch on that a little bit. And if you listen to this broadcast at all, you can probably guess where I would go with that. I think that well, we'll talk a little bit about the G30, the Group of 30, and this kind of subject matter. I can't stress it enough. I think ties into what I refer to as the glasnost effect, the undoing of our society at large. And as I always say, if you look up glasnost on Wikipedia, for example, it mentions the Wikipedia entry for glasnost mentions that glasnost was largely responsible the dissolution of the Soviet Union was attributed largely to glasnost, this effect that created widespread public discontent with the current governmental regime, if you will. So how did this happen? The Gorbachev administration in the Soviet Union throughout the 80s was attempting to create an environment of openness and transparency. Does that sound familiar? Which is the English translation of glasnost, openness of transparency. We've heard a lot of that lately, haven't we? Does this work out well? I mean, it sounds good. Of course, on its face, everyone thinks, well, sure, we don't want government corruption. There is no, the absence of government corruption is only wishful thinking. I mean, if you listen to the founding fathers of America, for example, the sentiments of folks like Jefferson and Patrick Henry and James Madison, some of the more notable outspoken figures, make it very clear in their study of history, and they had at their command thousands of years of history at that point that they were very familiar with, and they were very clear on the point that power, as Lord Acton said, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, which is, we are told, one of the reasons, one of the primary impetus for separation of powers, which we really don't have any recognizable form these days. The administrative branch of the federal government has consolidated all powers to itself. That's something that has been written about and is a documented fact. We've mentioned examples of that documentation on this podcast. Don't want to focus on that today, but like I said, I want to get into the J.P. Morgan situation, and then there's another interesting thing I'd like to bring to your attention.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
So I want to touch on the J.P. Morgan issue, the story, you know, J.P. Morgan loses $2 billion, blah, 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 blah. What's really going on there? I mentioned before the break, you know, certain subject matter that I think just, you know, you dive down the rabbit hole on this stuff. Most people, I think, that start to get off into this subject matter arena feel like after a fairly cursory examination, they have a good handle on the story. And I would say I disagree. I think that we need to be careful. When you think you've woken up and you are starting to understand how you think, how you think how things work, I think we need to be careful that we do a little more scrutinous examination. I think it's very important that we do our own homework and come to our own conclusions and recognize the fact that there are alternative flavors of Kool-Aid, if you will. The mainstream media obviously is a spin machine, the CIA's Wurlitzer, if you will, that weaves a certain flavor of subject matter in public opinion, and that gets back to what I'm talking about with the Morgan story. And you can do your own homework on that. I say CIA jokingly a little bit, but you know, if you do the homework, it's interesting going back to the inception of the CIA and even before its precursor, the OSS, the involvement of some of those folks in television and movies is very interesting. Julia Child is one of my favorite examples. Julia Child worked directly for a while, Bill Donovan. And there are countless examples of the CIA's involvement in television and movies, and these days it's expected, isn't it? I think it's fascinating that Hasbro, a child's toy company, Hasbro, is the purveyor or the producer of some of the most rampant and pervasive propaganda on the planet. with you know, these superhero movies and movies like Transformers and things like that. It's just incredible to me. And you know, movies that are lauding and extolling the virtues of the military-industrial complex, which is a warmongering and destructive mechanism. I believe that the military-industrial complex, as it's recognized today, with, you know, the Western face on it, the American flag in particular, the United States flag, if you will, is the beast that goes around the world conquering and to conquer in the Bible, so to speak, you know, with these iron teeth that gobbles up the earth. And for those that disagree, I mean, just look at the facts. Look at what's happening. I mean, how many military bases are there on the planet, so on and so on. I don't want to get off on that subject, but back to the Morgan story. Whenever I hear about J.P. Morgan, or whenever I hear anything about Morgan, I always think of John Pierpont Morgan himself and his organization. And it's interesting, a brief tangent on that. During the Constitutional Convention, I believe, Thomas Jefferson was asked a question that kind of pertains to the subject matter. And to paraphrase his sentiments, one of the excerpts from his response was, "The earth belongs in usufruct to the living." And that word is a very interesting word that is all but forgotten these days. The earth belongs in usufruct to the living. And so the point here is that today we see the landscape of the world dominated by these dead entities, these corporations that are not living, but dead. And Jefferson, in his response to the question that I'm referring to, basically implied that that is an abomination. The earth belongs in usufruct to the living, meaning the responsibility and benefit of the earth is to the living, those living now, and not to the dead, obviously. If you read the Bible, you know some of the things that Jesus said about that, you know, let the dead bury the dead and that kind of stuff. But today, in the economic and financial and business world and beyond, the earth belongs in large part to the dead, to these corporations that don't live. They're headless, they're soulless, and so on, and yet they dominate the landscape. It's interesting. And so they have a particular modus operandi, even though they're dead creations. Morgan, J.P. Morgan, is an organization that is John Pierpont Morgan's namesake in many regards. So I think of Morgan and J.P. Morgan as a ghost of Morgan, if you will. So with that in mind, this latest situation, I think, has two earmarks. The loss of, you know, $2 billion at Morgan is quite frankly a red herring issue. It's designed to mislead. I mean, look at what we see in the press. How is it that suddenly, do you remember back in the 80s, the SNL scandal, Michael Milken and all of that nonsense? And we need to remember that John McCain and several other notable figures today were involved in that. But there are folks that served some time for that. There was at least a measure of accountability back in those days. And these days, whenever there's another scandal of a financial nature like this latest round with Morgan, we hear a lot of noise, but there's really nothing that's done about it, and there's no accountability, which is a very red herring scenario, in my opinion, something that's designed intentionally to mislead, which gets back to the glasnost effect. It's creating a certain public feeling. It's creating widespread discontent. We've seen for years now. Remember when IOUSA came out, for example, and Pete Peterson and Warren Buffett and other folks were, in fact, Peterson and Buffett toured the country for a while to tell people to watch the movie. Some of what are, you know, a couple of what are considered the greatest, brightest financial minds on the planet were touring the country telling people they need to watch this movie that's supposedly a PSA telling us how bad our economic situation is. And we keep hearing wave after wave of this kind of chicanery that's being spilled out into the public. And why? Is there any accountability that's behind it? No, really, nothing with any teeth, right? Or am I wrong? And again, we'll open up the phone lines if you have a comment on that. If you feel that that's an erroneous statement, that there is accountability, and that, you know, this government regulation and oversight is creating accountability at a high level instead of just pinning down the common citizen, so to speak, then please, I'd love to hear your comments. And again, the phone lines are open. The number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. But we need to remember, the reason that I, back to the Morgan situation, the reason that I call it the ghost of Morgan is because there are certain tools that are used, and the power elite, if you will, which is a term coined by C. Wright Mills, use a certain tool set, and they operate with the mindset of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, basically. People are so stupid. Like, what's his name? Adam Weishaupt was alleged to have said, "Oh, foolish man, what can you not be made to believe? We'll believe anything." People are so stupid, especially in math. That's what the actuarial tables somewhat imply. People are predictable in numbers, is what actuarial tables tell us, which is why insurance companies make money in Vegas, too, really. It's very similar model, but you can use these tools over and over, rinse and repeat, and it works, because in mass, people will believe things, and we have been prepared in the West, in particular, in America, we've been prepared for this for years. We have been dumbed down, many people will say, Orwellian linguistic minimalism, creating a society that's predominated by symbols, hieroglyphics, if you will, back to Egypt, creates an effect that, and by the way, Alan Watt has talked a lot about that. You should listen to his broadcast for more on that kind of thing. But it creates a society where people are unable to communicate danger to one another. You can't send that message. The message cannot be delivered or received because we're too inarticulate to form the correct, intelligent phrase to send. And, of course, not understanding how to decode the message on the other end, unable to receive it as well. So, essentially, the agenda is safe, as far as that's concerned. So we'll talk about how that pertains to Morgan when we come back. Stick around, Maria.
And the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
So, as I was saying in the break before, the Ghost of Morgan issue, or before the break, I should say, the Ghost of Morgan issue. What exactly? What do I mean by the rinse and repeat mechanism? What does that have to do with this situation with Morgan, and so on and so on? Well, we are. You know, if you look back 100 years or so, it's actually 100 years plus, but if you look back 100 years, we'll say, at the situation that was being created that was the precursor to the Federal Reserve Act, that gave us so many wonderful things, right? J.P. Morgan was responsible for creating a PR campaign around this message of breaking the money trust, which was obviously quite ironic, but most people didn't realize it was Morgan that was largely the financier of the message, spent, I believe, over $1 million 100 years ago, which obviously, I mean, today is a lot of money, but imagine 100 years ago on a campaign to break the money trust. You really think he was trying to unseat himself? And he was really kind of a lackey, not really one of the haves, more of a tool of the establishment, if you will, a well-heeled, silver-tongued clone or a look-alike, but more of a lackey than a have himself. Anyway, he was one of the primary voices and financiers behind the Break the Money Trust campaign. So, and this was, you know, this Breaking the Money Trust was a big message behind the initiative for the Federal Reserve. We need something that will level the playing field of power so that these kinds of people aren't able to push the entire country around with their financial influence, their economic influence. We need to break the money trust. And this was actually a Brer Rabbit issue, as I would call it. It was a red herring, too, but to me it's a Brer Rabbit issue. Don't throw me in the briar patch. Please don't throw us in the briar patch. Anything but breaking the money trust. So as it turns out, that whole initiative played right into the hands of the money trust, ironically, right? And the same thing is happening here. We hear every week, at least, sometimes more, about another financial scandal of immeasurable magnitude. And these days, it's just, you know, it's everywhere. It's almost so common that we can't even get our footing on the landscape. It's almost so common that we've become detached from reality, as far as I'm concerned, and just punchy, just completely anesthetized and acclimated to this situation. We hear about Goldman Sachs constantly. We've heard about so many things since the Lehman debacle in 2008 and the meltdown. I mean, it's when you understand how catastrophic mark-to-market accounting was, and that it was basically injected at the perfect moment and then retracted at the perfect moment. You know, markets couldn't recover. If you're going to use mark-to-market, and what happened in 2008, there's a fire sale on assets, and again, this has been covered. I've talked about this over and over and over. But when you understand how mark-to-market accounting, which was inserted at the perfect moment when there was an opportunity for market collapse, mark-to-market accounting says if you have an asset class that whatever the market is doing, everyone marks to the market. Their asset is valued at market value. So if the market's going up, that's great. If the market's coming down, obviously that's a scary scenario, which is what happened in 2008. There's a fire sale on assets at Lehman. The whole world is polluted with these toxic assets, as we heard. And suddenly there's a global fire sale on assets at pennies on the dollar, literally, which is how, as even our SEC put it, $25 trillion evaporated overnight, $10 trillion in the U.S. alone. And when you only have about $115 to $120 trillion in circulation at any given time, you do the math. If you lose a quarter of your body's blood supply, does that have an effect on your overall well-being and your ability to function? The economy is no different, which is why we're seeing the effects we're seeing even today, and we will beyond. But when you understand how that one thing was inserted at the perfect moment, it's no surprise how these things are happening. And mark-to-market was inserted at the perfect moment when Lehman was primed to collapse, and it did. The media poured gas on that fire. Hysteria obviously played into it. And then, of course, when the damage was done, the market should be allowed to recover. If you're going to use mark-to-market, let the markets recover and let everyone mark their asset classes up. No, at that point, there was a lid put on the market. The market was capped. Mark-to-market accounting was withdrawn. And so now the market isn't allowed to respond as quickly as it collapsed. It's not allowed to recover. And so on and so on. Anyway, we hear about these kinds of debacles constantly. Like I said, you know, you can't go a week without hearing a story about Goldman Sachs or someone.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Road Warrior Radio, bottom of the hour. We're focusing primarily on the J.P. Morgan situation, how it pertains to the bigger picture and so forth. Want to touch on some other things. Want to get to the phones here in a second. But let me just kind of put a cap on this and we'll move on a little bit. As I said before the break, we hear about these things constantly. I encourage everyone to do their own homework. Strongly encourage everyone to do their own homework, to understand that really, as Ned Beatty's character put it in Shooter, the movie Shooter, as Senator, I forget what his name was, the character's name, he said, there are no sides, there only haves and have-nots. And really, when we see these kinds of stories coming out, the WikiLeaks, you know, all of it, one of the things I was going to mention was Amy Goodman over Democracy Now!, her interview of Noam Chomsky earlier this week. This was, I think, Monday, May 14th, 2012. Anyway, you can find it over at Democracy Now!, obviously, which is another, tool funded largely by the Ford Foundation and other, these organizations to understand the history behind that. Go look up the Reese Committee findings from the 50s, understand what large nonprofits like the Ford Foundation were doing at the turn of the century. Speaking of preparing the way for this kind of stuff, talked about that at length in the past. Anyway, all of these voices that we hear that seem like a cacophony, just noise, just prattling at some point, they're all interwoven. It's all the same message. And as Bobby Garner puts it, you can find out more about Bobby Garner on his website. I want to come back to that in a second. But the way that he's put it is, the common denominator is change, and it's true. We see this push for this change, and that's part of what I call the glasnost effect, the undoing of our society currently. We can't go a week without hearing about another financial scandal. We hear in the latest round of big financial scandal that J.P. Morgan has lost $2 billion. You know, we hear about these guys. Jamie Dimon, for example, we hear about him. Speaking of Morgan, he's over at Morgan. He's the current chairman and president and CEO of JP Morgan Chase. And Dimon is one of those establishment guys, one of those power elite guys, as C. Wright Mills would have said. You know, he's been around the Goldman Sachs, the Morgans. He's spent some time over at the New York Fed, been a part of these large financial institutions. And one of the things that I wanted to mention with regard to Jamie Dimon and this whole situation, you know, we hear these voices. Paul Krugman, for example, over at New York Times, criticized Jamie Dimon and called him the point man in Wall Street's fight to delay, water down, or repeal financial reform. This is another Brer Rabbit scenario, because Paul Krugman knows exactly what's going on. Paul Krugman is a lackey for the G30. He's a member of the G30, the Group of 30. You can go to their website, group30.org, and you can find them. I've mentioned over and over in the past how the facts are this. In recent years, every time the G30 announces that some measure of control or regulation should be implemented, the G20 nations adopt it. That's what happened at the last round of G20 summits. The G30 had put out a report, primarily a report issued by the steering committee that was chaired by Paul Volcker, ironically, and this was a committee that was led by a handful of guys, including Volcker. They issued a report titled Financial Reform, a Framework for Financial Stability. I've mentioned this in the past, and that report was primarily responsible for all of the regulations that we saw in recent years that were announced by the G20 nations. And, of course, from there, it's just a trickle-down. If you are an IMF member nation, which is virtually every country on the planet at this point, then if you want to participate in the credit monopoly, the global credit monopoly, then you must go along to get along. Otherwise, you will be sent back to the economic stone age. And speaking of that, that's usually when we start hearing bad things about countries, you know, Kim Jong-il or Ahmadinejad. Usually, if you just look real quick, Ahmadinejad, bad guy, terrorist. Kim Jong-il, bad guy, terrorist. Look on Wikipedia's entry for the IMF, and guess what? They don't play nice with the IMF. How ironic is that? That's, I think, very ironic. The Western press vilifies folks that don't play nice with the IMF. Imagine that. So Paul Krugman is a mouthpiece at the New York Times for this group. And so his piece pointed to Jamie Dimon as Wall Street's point man in the fight to delay, water down, or repeal financial reform is ridiculous. We are being led into the slaughter by guys like Paul Krugman with pieces like this. So we can't go a day without hearing this. Anyway, the point of all of this, just to wrap it up and get to the phones real quick, is, as I said to open, the ghost of Morgan is alive and well, if you will. The ghost of Morgan, meaning J.P. Morgan was a financier of the Break the Money Trust campaign, and today we see Morgan's ghost at J.P. Morgan essentially doing the same thing, working hand in hand with folks like Paul Krugman to obliterate any vestige of national control, if you will, and that's a word that should be in scrutiny. I realize that, but we just, the line keeps moving and moving to obliterate any vestige of national control. Remember when Joan Dion was telling us before she passed away that this latest round of financial scandal is basically going to blow away the last vestige of control we have in America of our own situation, of our own scenario, of our own destiny. She was absolutely right. And Paul Krugman over at the New York Times, with his criticism of Jamie Dimon, is pouring gas on that fire right now. The Volcker rule. Dimon has been particularly vocal in his opposition to the so-called Volcker rule, and Paul Krugman is critical of him, of that. Well, Paul Krugman and Paul Volcker are both G30 members, the Group of 30, this financial coterie that creates these or announces these policies. And you can think of the G30 as half on your side of the wizard's curtain and half on the other side, if you will. They're taking orders from folks that you never hear about, and they are announcing these policies to the world. The G20 adopts them, and there's a trickle-down from there. Hopefully that makes sense. But the Volcker Rule, again, was from the report that I mentioned, Financial Reform, a Framework for Financial Stability. And when the report came out, I mentioned how the G30 even bragged about the Volcker Rule and other policies being adopted directly from that report. So in essence, what you have is a group of folks, a handful of folks, maybe more we'll call it, but not more than 50, but led by a handful of folks, literally, a report issued by a handful of folks, unelected, internationalists, globalists, financial policy that's adopted by virtually every country in the world. Does anyone know about this? Does anyone talk about this? This is what's happening. And the Morgan situation plays right into that. How is it that these announcements are allowing to snowball the way that they are? Does anyone ask that question? It's fascinating to me. And yet it's happening right before our very eyes. The Noam Chomsky interview, you know, for liberal-minded folks, is very interesting. Noam Chomsky is an interesting fellow. I've talked about him in the past, too. But, you know, his interview, you know, like everything else, is filled with some facts and some interesting information. And then, of course, he has his own spin and propaganda on it as well. But I won't get into that right now. Anyway, that hopefully makes sense, and that's really, I think, what's behind the J.P. Morgan scenario. You know, red herring, or call it the Brer Rabbit issue, if you will. Please don't, you know, throw us into the fire patch. No more regulation. It's the Glasnost effect, and also reaching back to the Bolshevik Revolution. You know, pitting, you know, creating class warfare and fomenting widespread public discontent. Very simple. Anyway, let's go to the phones on that note and grab Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, thanks for calling in. Welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome, and good afternoon, Road Warrior.
Thank you.
On a comment on the J.P. Morgan situation, right from the very start, that was established as a British City of London-controlled bank. When it's traced back through, J.P. Morgan's dad was named Junius Morgan, and when it's traced back to the merchant, George Peabody, he was set up by the London Rothschilds. And in terms of this $2 billion now that's reported as a loss by J.P. Morgan, I don't think anyone should shed any tears over that, because in September of 2008, a financial institution called Washington Mutual that was significantly American was taken over and purchased by J.P. Morgan for $1.9 billion. Mm-hmm. Now, the figures as of the earliest figures before that hostile takeover, it was really hostile. Congress supported this. But as at June 2008, Washington Mutual had 43,000 employees, $310 billion in assets, and $182 billion in deposits. Now, yes, the stocks were falling because of the shakedown racket that's known as derivatives, but that is a bait and switch. When people understand derivatives, it's a worldwide bait and switch, but we are the target now, primarily here at America. Now, N.M. Rothschild and Sons are the division that operate the sovereigns, mergers, and acquisitions. All of that information should be helpful to those that look into this, and I would suggest that anyone and everyone look at George Peabody's bio on Wikipedia, and as you say frequently, that gives standard information, but nevertheless, it does indicate that he has a statue that's placed over in London and one in the States here as well. Mm-hmm. I hope that adds to the conversation. One other thing is Oliver Letwin, who is, as of the last time I checked, one of the sovereign's key Jews in terms of the financial and economic mergers and acquisitions thinking. And in 88, he wrote a book, and it was titled, I think it was titled, I can't recall, it was recalled, or excuse me, it slips my mind, but his name is Oliver Letwin, and this book details how these mergers and acquisitions will be employed on behalf of the sovereign. Thank you for taking my call. I wished I could remember the name of that, but it slips my mind at this time. It's been a long time since I looked up this information.
I empathize and appreciate it. You know, if you remember, let us know for sure.
All right. Good day.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for the information. I appreciate it. It's interesting, you know, speaking of the takeovers, and I was coming out of the mortgage environment with a front row seat to the global collapse in that era, and I remember the WaMu takeover. There was some chicanery going on there. There were some interesting things going on at WaMu at the time, but it was a solvent organization, and I was just going to add to what you said, Dave. I think it's interesting, speaking of that subject, that though it was Morgan that bought WaMu, we can't go a week without seeing an FDIC takeover of state-chartered financial institutions, and those are hostile as well. It's interesting that they are all assimilated by the board, so to speak. State-chartered organization has a little trouble, and then all of a sudden the FDIC sweeps in, closes the doors, and then reopens with, you know, FDIC all over the doors in 2 weeks, and suddenly it's injected with all of this federal funding and so on and so on. It's literally like watching the agents in the Matrix inhabit someone's body, and suddenly it becomes an agent of the Borg. Anyway, for lack of a better term. But I appreciate the call, Dave. Thanks for the information. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, thanks for calling in. Welcome. Do we have Leo? Okay. All right, well, hold on, Leo. Leo, if you're still there, chime in when you're ready and let us know. But I hope this makes sense. You know, one of the things I neglected to mention was Bobby Garner's website. I said you can find out more over there. Bobby Garner's website is congregator.net. Check his website. I think one of the most provocative pieces of information over there is the Union Jack. He has an electronic copy of the book on his website, congregator.net. And The Union Jack by Helen Peters, published in 1970, is fascinating. I've mentioned it before. And, you know, this subject matter, you know, what Dave just touched on, for example, you'll find interesting over there. And I think it's interesting that Helen, you know, the flag that's used on the book is half American flag, half British Union or Union Jack, divided from the top right corner to the bottom left corner, American flag on the upper left side, or United States flag, if you will, and British Union or Union Jack on the lower right side, which reminds me of Carol Quigley's book, The Anglo-American Establishment. Fascinating how that works, but you can go to Amazon.com's listing of Quigley's book, The Anglo-American Establishment, and you know, see for yourself. It's very similar. The difference is the book cover on Quigley's book has the American flag upside down and backwards. Why is that? People don't ask questions. Why is the Union upside down and on the wrong side?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. And before we left, I mentioned Bobby Garner's website, congregator.net. Go to congregator.net. And ironically, I pulled it up during the break, and he has the quote I mentioned, Adam Weishaupt, "O mortal man, is there nothing you cannot be made to believe?" What's the saying? Great minds think alike and fools seldom differ, I guess. Anyway, Bobby Garner has just a wealth of great information that is structured and that is intelligently put together to help you understand exactly what's going on. And I think his information is particularly insightful, very, very lucid and very helpful. So, again, I mentioned on his website, he has the book, The Union Jack. Just go to the front page, congregator.net, but you can look in the ebook section and find The Union Jack by Helen Peters, published in 1970. And as I said, the flag on there, the American flag and Union, or Union Jack, British Union, are split, which reminds me of Carol Quigley's book. And again, Carol Quigley was Georgetown professor who had the opportunity to examine the documents of the who's who for a couple of years and wrote at least one book about that subject matter and said as much. But ironically, I think Amazon.com, I always like to mention this, Amazon.com list, and Quigley was a mentor to folks like Bill Clinton while he was at Georgetown, for example. But in Quigley's book, The Anglo-American Establishment, what did he write? Well, Amazon.com's book description says this: Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes. Predates Cecil Rhodes, but we'll start there. Quigley explains how these men worked in union, hence the term, to begin their society to control the world. He explains how all the wars from that time were deliberately created to control the economies of all the nations. That's on Amazon.com. That, to me, is just flabbergasting. It's mind-blowing, and it's on Amazon. It hasn't been removed. Why is that? Back to Bobby Garner's website, congregator.net. On the front page today, he has some fascinating information about the plan and the new group of world servers and this concept of world service. Go through that. Learn what Alice Bailey wrote if you don't understand or aren't familiar with that information yet. Realize what's happening, and it takes on what folks will call a particularly religious flavor because they don't understand the breadth of the subject matter. And for folks that say, you know, this kingdom on earth that we see shaping up in the flavor that is outlined on congregator.net right now in the context of what Alice Bailey and others have written, folks that say, why do you believe that kind of stuff? Well, it's fascinating to me. If you're familiar with the Bible and you compare that information, you cross that, and folks that are pouring their effort, their finance, their financial contributions, their influence and things into this effort that seems to follow what is outlined in the book of Revelation, for example, which is not plural, by the way. The book in the Bible, Revelation, singular. It was the revelation of Jesus Christ. The plural version of that was written by Albert Pike. Revelations is a book by Albert Pike, particularly evil. Anyway, when you see how all this is playing out, it's following that line. Fascinating.
Gold.